This is Close on Sunday Part 2 with Hayden Hunter and the Early Trials. This song is called Show You Lightning. We'll be right back.
that there was a fence. This song is about letting your heart live. Restart the whole line. This song is about letting your liver handle what your heart can.
Yeah. It ain't gonna slide down easy. Here,
we need to come up a little bit on. Oh, we good.
We'll make it work.
On play, right?
On play.
Here we are.
Old tree. Wow. Yeah. And we're here. Welcome to the first video recording of the boys portion of the show here at the store.
Store show.
Porch talk. Welcome you to this porch talk. It's your host Alan, Big John. Dude, what's up?
What up,
Danny?
What up, guys?
Web. Wow. I know a lot of things have changed, and we tried to keep the changes light around here today, but John Wayne got a facelift, and we got a brand new prop. We're showing you the backdrop of Clothes on Sundays, our music series.
Right.
Mind the change.
Thanks.
Something else I wanted to do is, like, Josh, if you don't mind getting the American flag, we're going to do the... I'm just fucking with you. But we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'll be damned.
The chant, the spell for this country. And we're going to hope for the best.
You didn't rehearse this.
Shit, I don't even know if I remember it.
Yeah, I know.
I know, dude. Like, right when you start it, I pledge allegiance. It just, you know it.
Yeah,
it to the flag.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, you'll pick it right up. Maybe your hand will start floating to your heart. Your hat will come off.
No, not me, man. Not this one.
Oh, guys, what's been good? Speaking of just America and just the country as a whole, a lot of childhood famous people, idols, legends have passed.
It's been a rough week. Not 2 weeks, 2 weeks now.
No, it's 1 week.
Was it all last week?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that just shows you how time works for me. Yeah.
Well, your thing of 2 weeks ago was Ozzy's last performance.
Yeah, the beginning or whatever.
And then
back to the beginning or whatever it was.
And then shortly after.
I think that shit was like. So, how do you know to set that concert and then a fucking week later, he dies, which is. Rest in peace, Ozzy, the fucking Prince of fucking Darkness.
Yeah. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
We'll put it there. That's
And then,
that's
dude,
that's
Hulkamania is over.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
It's rough.
I had a dream of going to Clearwater, Florida, to his store.
Huh?
Really?
And because he would front it and run it, and I just wanted to be able to pop in there one day and just. Say hello.
Yo, what's up, Terry?
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of people got off on the, why are we mourning the death of this guy? He was a racist.
Most people are, really. Like, deep down, you'll find some racist shit on everybody.
When I find people calling out others racism, I begin to find the racism in them.
Yeah. When it's like the pot... calling the kettle black.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. I just let things be.
Yeah, just let things be how
it's
they are.
It's all art, ain't it?
It's something. I mean, and the racist statements everybody is all up in arms about. It was fucking 20 years ago or some shit like that. Maybe. Something like that.
Well, even though, I mean,
10 years ago,
everybody knows him as Hulk Hogan. That's
Hulk,
the thing, and his just his the way he would give you hope and give you strength to do things.
Yeah,
that was the love behind it. I mean, fuck the person. That was just what you know of him. You know, that's
I wanted one of those tearaway shirts so fucking bad when I was a kid, dude.
For real, everybody did.
Them things were like, I think, you know, back in 90s money, they were like $45, I think.
Yeah.
So that'd been like $150 in today's money.
Yeah. For when you're going to rip it.
You're going to rip it. You're going to
rip it.
That would be such a funny bit just to always be wearing a rippable shirt.
But, yeah.
And just at any minute.
Yeah,
like,
any minute
the time bomb might go
whatever
off.
Whatever happens, you know. You're like, damn. I'm like, can I get onion rings? Or out of onion rings.
Oh man, that calls it today.
I drove all this way for fucking onion rings, brother.
Well,
someone doesn't honor their store hours. You pull up, it's closed.
He's closed and won't sell me alcohol. Yeah, that's weird as shit, man. Yeah. Alabama ain't never sold alcohol on Sunday.
Not one drop.
And then
that's close to Birmingham, though.
Yeah.
Then you, yeah, well, Reform, yeah, hell, Reform just got liquor 3 years ago or some shit.
Ten.
Longer than you think.
Well, you know, time is irrelevant because it doesn't run the same for everybody.
True. It is a lot. Yeah.
So yeah, 3 years, whatever. 10 years.
3 years equal to 10. Yeah, I have to be honest with you. These last 10 years went by.
It like went on like three fucking years, man.
I don't remember. I'm like, what?
Think about it. 2015, dude. I was drunk, having a great time.
It slowed down like a motherfucker in 2020, and then after the mask come off,
yeah, it's like up jet stream.
Yeah, like we're here now. We are closer to the year 2050 now than we are from the year 2000.
That's fucking wild.
How crazy is that?
Only by a couple of months, though.
No, not even a month. Right at a month. This is July.
End of July.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fucking great.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Did you shake it good?
Yeah, I shook it up real good.
It's a little pulpy, but it's not bad at all. But yeah, so today, I don't know how the episodes are going to drop. We'll see, but you're either about to see the episode with Hayden Hunter and the yearly trials, or you've already seen it, and...
Thumbs up.
Go
check that out.
They were not pieces of shit. They were actually good.
But
good
show.
But we've been doing the clothes on Sundays, but it's been like one man bands or just completely unplugged, and that was a big gamble and a lot for.
I was a bit nervous for you.
Yeah, when the drums started hitting and they had the drums mic'd, I'm like, oh shit.
I was like, man. This might all come down.
The drums were mic'd for recording.
Yeah.
They weren't.
They weren't through the. Yeah.
They didn't need no help.
No.
They
did it.
But, like, the whole time I was sitting back there and, like, I looked back at you for a second, you're from here, and I was like, and you were, like, getting into it, and I was like, well, it was worth it. Because I was like, this is probably the coolest thing that's ever happened in this building.
Oh, absolutely coolest fucking thing that's ever happened in here, man.
Definitely so.
That show ruled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was loud and fucking badass. And that's the way they all should be.
But I'm just...
And then old Chief Black will roll down here and be like, now, Mr. Aldridge, you're making a lot of noise on Sunday down here.
Yeah. And that'll be about the end of it.
Until he has to come down here a few times.
We'll have to just keep it acoustic and then every now and then just get a little loud.
Worry about that.
We've talked about it on so many different occasions, maybe not on the podcast, just out in the real world. It's the trust. You develop the trust.
And this is my one push.
Yeah.
But you've trusted me so far.
Yeah.
I'm about to
up the ante just like
I'm just gonna take a step.
Yeah, just
is this where it's at? Can we go this far?
Is this the line?
Where is I'm just trying to find where the line is.
Trying to find where our lane is, we can stand.
Yeah. But it was funny, like they told me yesterday and last night when I was asking, I was like, everything's still good, y'all still coming, da 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 da, right? Oh yeah, still coming, cool, it's gonna be a real light, laid back show. And right when I saw the speakers and I was like, what's that? What's the idea? What's your idea of
laid back and just kinda chill.
But really there's only one way to receive music and that is at its proper volume.
Proper volume, that's the only way.
And,
that's true.
I would say that they are a band that needs to be dimed out.
Yeah.
They definitely worth it. I think there was less amplification on the Nirvana Unplugged than there was on this one, but you know.
Yeah.
But hey, it was worth it. Definitely worth it.
Yeah, and you know now you can push harder.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I would give it a...
Yeah, this might be...
Like, go back to...
Where it is. That might be the threshold.
Yeah. and it might be a good thing. It was kind of spread out.
Yeah.
And for 15-minute periods.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're just testing the waters.
Just got to see what they're about.
Oh, speaking of which, they're pulling up now.
Oh, yeah, here they are. Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, man, I just... This was another, like, level to the idea to where, I saw, oh, this could be a thing.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah.
And I, to be honest with you, I don't know if I care if the live portion of it ever picks up.
No. I think you're good where you're at, to be honest with you. Let the world see.
We're gonna see it. I want people to be able to come to see Rich Henderson. And then after that, I think we're just going to just let it be.
Yeah.
And if, you see somebody that you want to see, you can come have a private show.
Shoot you a message. Be like, hey, man, I see you got blah, blah, blah coming. Can I come and watch?
Yes.
And either you'll be like yes or no.
Yes.
And, yeah.
But I think, I'm not going to go through the – I'm not going to keep doing the stress of it. It's like you have 10, 12 people that's going to tell you they're coming, and then you're like, well, can we accommodate that? Da, 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 what do we got to do? And then, you go through all of that, and then they don't even show up.
Yeah, you're set for a group of 10 people, and maybe two show up.
That goes sometimes.
That's generally the way things – when they're first starting out.
Yeah.
It's never going to attract the crowd whose attention it draws. They're going to be like, let's see how this thing goes. Let's see if it lasts.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then once, people start picking up on it, and they're like, that dude's doing live music down there at his liquor store. Then you'll get people...
He's been telling me that for months.
Been telling me for months he's been doing it. But let's go down there and check it out. Didn't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
Dude, I tell you, it always tickles me when someone that comes in is like, and music. Tell me about the music. And I was like, we do live music here every Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, well,
that's, really?
Oh, and then never anything again?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's cool.
And I think that's just fine. That's fine.
And I think that's, I think that's, you can watch it on your phone.
Yep.
We'll have
it play in the store.
You can watch it on your TV. You can watch it on my TV.
Yeah.
I watch the YouTube on the TV for the most part.
I don't know. I just wanted to spend a little time there, man. It's just kind of where I'm at. But I thought today fucking ruled.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they all ruled. And I hope it continues to rule. Or we don't have to fucking do it anymore.
I think it rules as it is.
I think
you've got going is good.
It's just a thing,
I wouldn't expect anything more, to be honest.
It takes a build-up.
Yeah.
If you want it to build up.
Yeah,
or you can just keep it being the way it is.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nuts if, you start getting people oh, by the way, I'm trying to just think of, somebody Marcus. Oh, Marcus King's going to come by. He's going to do a three-song set and be like, and it was just me and him.
Yeah, just you and Marcus King just sitting here chilling.
Or, y'all coming.
Yeah,
watch
it's coming.
Another tiny desk situation for the most part, which, hey.
And just let it be that.
Yeah.
Tiny desks are cool. I still watch tiny desks.
They're popular. I mean, and that's what it could be. That's what it could grow with.
Maybe that's all it has to be.
Yeah.
The last one I watched was Juvenile, and I was fucking impressed as shit with Juvenile, man.
Hell yeah.
The last one I watched, I think, was 311.
Yeah.
Well, I know you haven't seen it. We're not going to linger here too long until you watch it. Might be better to do this with Brother Kyle, but I do want to say that the new Happy Gilmore 2 is out. It's on Netflix, and
it's worth a gamble.
I recommend it.
Yeah, worth a gamble.
I might see if I can scrape through into a Netflix and watch it.
Yeah, I've watched it 3 times.
Yeah, just the cameos alone is worth it.
So
I saw a New York Post. I saw a couple people writing they were up in arms about maybe he pushed some boundaries on some of the things that he did, and I was like, this is.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line. including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Typical Sander.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Typical Sandler, man.
That's what he do.
And I wouldn't expect anything more or less. That's exactly why I tuned in, because I'm a Sandler head. I like the movie. Like, if was it better than Happy Gilmore? No, but, like, it wouldn't... Like, why even, like, do that? The movie, they're 30 years apart, and it had plenty of callbacks, but it had its own unique kind of story.
That's what threw me off the most, is just realizing that was 30 years ago. Like, Happy Gilmore came out 30 years ago.
That was like, I wasn't 9 years old when Happy Gilmore came out. Yeah. I don't know, it might be. Might have been.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
One of the first movies I remember watching in theaters was Adam Sandler's Waterboy.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say when did it come out? In like early 2000s, right? I want to say I saw it in theaters too.
Waterboy, yeah.
Yeah,
it was in Columbus.
Yeah.
And dude, like, I've watched his more serious things, like whether it was The Gobbler or
Let's Drunk Love.
Yeah, or the movie where he's in space and he's got like the spider imaginary friend. It was a Netflix only. It was a more recent one.
I think I saw that one.
There wasn't nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm not gonna say, like, and this is where people kind of get tied up, but like, it doesn't deserve like any kind of an award. But like, it's a very creative, and it's kind of inspirational for like someone to be that ballsy to put a movie out like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a comic or if you're an action filmmaker or whatever, every now and then you want something different. You don't want to say the same thing all the time.
You know? Yeah, you don't want to have Die Hard 17.
Yeah, I mean, even though you might have a wheelhouse, you might have something that, you know, this is good, this is working, let's stick with it. Sometimes you still want to, like, I want to try something different, you know? So I get it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. But, you know. But, yeah.
Hell yeah. In other news, I mean, we already talked a little bit about Ozzy and Hulk, and I mean, I think that really kind of does it for pop culture, other than, like, really, my obsession, like, I thought that the idea of the pop star was dying and going away. It's not.
No.
Oh, there's plenty of pop stars out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, if we were going to do a dime of the week, I mean, a lot of these ladies would end up on it, but, like...
Dime's up to you.
That's why they're a pop star. Yeah. But my goodness, like, pop music might be better today than it's ever been.
No.
You think it still goes back to Michael Jackson?
There was a time when pop music was alternative rock. That was pinnacle of pop music.
That was alternative and pop don't even belong together in the same sentence. That's like the difference of it.
Yeah.
Alternative is alternative to radio. It's anti-pop.
Yeah, it's not pop.
There was a time.
There was a time.
There was a crossover.
Yeah.
Like, point. I mean, what would you say?
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, Mudhoney?
Yeah, like, mainstream rock was more alternative-ish and not what you would typically hear in a pop music. This is why when your Sister Hazel's and your Blues Travelers and...
Yeah, well, yeah, that was, you know, that was around, that was like MTV doing all that, just kind of pushing it out more than you would have normally seen.
It was like mainstream alternative.
Yeah. Okay. Sugar Ray.
Yeah, Sugar Ray.
That was always pop.
Yeah.
Someday.
But it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, it Sugar Ray.
They had some songs that were pretty hardcore.
Sugar Ray's first album was hard fucking core. Bush, yeah.
Bush, yeah.
Yeah, Machine Head.
They got a new song out. It's actually not bad.
I heard it the other day. It was like, this is, I think it was 99.9 of all places. It was like, here's a new song by Bush. And I just kind of like, okay.
Let's give this a try. And you're like, wow. Okay.
That's Bush and it's good.
Yeah, they got it.
Is Gavin Rosdale still
there? Gay?
Yeah, well, obviously.
He's still there.
He's still the lead singer?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Still pissed off about Gwen Stefani, I'm sure.
Well, they ain't nothing to be pissed off about.
What, Gwen Stefani?
They like the same things.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan?
Yeah, I guess.
Wiener.
Blake?
Oh, no, Blake Shelton. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Speaking of that, you know that girl that sang that song?
Allegedly.
The Shut the Fuck Up song?
Yeah.
Dude, she released that shit, and it's fucking hard as fuck.
When she did that.
She did that for publicity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
She was already a fan.
She was on tours and shit. Yeah.
That shit, I've listened to some of her music, like her outside music now. Yeah. It's weird as fuck, I mean.
Could you not tell by her stage presence when you saw that video? Like, everything was, like, perfectly choreographed?
This is what it is, yeah. She knew what she was doing. Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It definitely did. Talking about her now?
Yeah, talking about her now.
Good job.
Way to go. Shut the fuck up.
Traffic.
Shut the fuck up.
Kids.
Shut the fuck up.
Babies.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Yeah. So
here we are.
She won the internet with that.
She did.
Oh.
She should have won American Idol.
It should have been
the winner. I'm really looking forward. I know we brought this up last time, but I want to get back to it just for a second. The Dave Franco horror film together.
Together.
Like, I'm actually really interested in this movie. I think is it A24?
Yeah, it's A24.
Even say A24 is good.
But it's got, like, Dave Franco, you know, like, James's little brother, which he's not bad, dude. And, like, this is kind of, like, a perfect movie for him.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Together. I can't wait to give a review of it.
It's him and his wife.
It's him and his wife. And it's, like, the whole premise, if you're not aware, is, like, there's something, like, drawing them together to where, like, their skin is, like, melding them into one.
Like, fusing together or whatever. Crazy. Yeah, it's pretty
cool. And, like, it goes eyeball to eyeball. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Kind of a body horror, like, kind of thing, I guess.
Another body horror. Yeah. Like, Substance, everybody, similar, like, maybe that's, like, the trajectory we're going with, like, popular horror movies is, like, body horror. Maybe that's where we're getting away from the thriller. I don't know.
Terrifier.
Terrifier or slashers, yeah.
I watched a good movie from 2024 yesterday, I think. It's called The Presence. I don't know if you guys know anything about that. Yeah,
Josh would know The Presence.
I really enjoyed that shit. I recommend it, yeah. I figured you'd either already watched it.
Is it a ghostly movie?
Yeah, it's a ghostly-ish movie.
I figured it was. It looked like it from the thumbnail. I
said, yeah. Well, this really brings me to my next segment, is Things That Are Not Pieces of Shit, led by John.
Oh, yeah.
He's already been doing it, but, like, it's a very short list, but what have you found that ain't been a piece of shit this week?
Lately? Man, I've been pretty impressed with everything I've watched lately, so The Presence was one of them. Watched this other, The Silence. That was a good one. It was about this dude that, like, hits his head, is, like, running and runs into a fucking car. And hits his head on the glass, and it makes him go deaf or, like, lose his hearing partially or some shit. And I don't know, it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Haven't had any. I did find some food that fucking sucked.
And some food that sucked?
Food, dude. And it's hard to make food be shit.
Well, that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to after this is, like, we're going to a brand new town, and hopefully we're going to get in some brand new shit.
Yeah, we got some. New territory
to explore.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like we've reviewed the death, Columbus.
Yeah, Columbus is done. I'm tired.
Every bit of Mexico.
Anything worth eating in Columbus, we've had it.
And we've told
you. Pretty much anything not worth eating, too. But
today we got a real chance. We're going to go to old Tukaluka, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
AKA.
I did look. Did you know that the Red Lobster in Tuscaloosa has closed permanently?
Yes.
Most all of
it. It broke my heart.
Yeah.
I wanted to celebrate there when I got my ABC license, and I go by and the thing is like completely grown over with bushes, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Man, it broke my heart. I just found out a little while ago. I was looking over shit to eat, and I'm like, huh, let's see if Red Lobster's open.
Red Lobster would have been the ball spot.
Nope. Fuck no, not open.
Not anymore.
And it's, I wonder how
can't go, can't go to Hooters either.
Why?
Is the Hooters closed too, bro?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's bullshit. What about Brauheimer's? Or Wings or whatever they're calling it.
You can go to Boomhauer's.
Yeah, Boomhauer's.
They're still open.
they kind of suck, though. Yeah. Not that
they're
great.
They're not the greatest, but they're not horrible.
Them ooey gooey fries, though, if they still have those
they
with
have
the cheese and the bacon.
Sticks I've ever had in my
oh,
life.
God, they're terrible. Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, what is this? Is
we're on things that do suck now, by the way.
Yeah, it's easier to do things that do suck. Yeah,
budgets, shit on things.
All right, let's go to people. Let's get personal. I'm just kidding. All right,
so this month.
Man, when it comes to fast food, I tell you, some place that just can't seem to get it right, and I think would be good, Wingstop.
They have all the potential to be good.
It's just, is it Starville?
It's everywhere.
Because that's the nearest
everywhere.
One.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
Have you been to a good one?
Went Memphis.
Memphis had a good one?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It has potential. Like, yeah. I just blame it on, like, the location.
Yeah. Everything on the menu just looks
good. I didn't get it the way it was, like, meant to be.
No. And the one in Columbus that we had in Columbus for like 2 weeks.
There was a Wingstop in Columbus?
Mm-hmm. What the hell was that?
I
must not even live there.
I don't know, it was like 2012-ish. I think it was a Wingstop.
I don't remember that. I think you might be mistaken there.
Right? Maybe. Hell, I don't know. Maybe I just dreamed it.
Yeah, they were like, I wanted it in a Wingstop to be
there. Zing Tao!
There's some kind of shit.
Ming Yao!
Yeah, yeah.
Ru Ka. Shwala.
Oh, they do have that new.
That was the American Deli.
New Southern,
thank you.
Southern Soul Food there across from Sam's there in Tuscaloosa. Seen that?
I know exactly. Yeah, the buff.
Is it a buffet?
Probably not.
No, I was about to say shit. Give me a fried
on a Sunday
job.
Night. Where do y'all want to? Yeah, if you. Well, you got to do something. It's got to be Tuscaloosa based. It's got to be like only there. I don't know if I want to.
Like Taco Casa.
Oh shit!
I'm not driving all the way there just for that.
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
It's worth it.
It is worth it.
It's
good. I would be happy about it.
I'm not doing that.
Would not be mad.
I wouldn't be upset, but like we better be like going to see a fucking that can't be
yeah,
just
that
it.
Yeah, that can't be the only
you're
thing.
Right.
We better be going to
you're
see
right.
in a movie.
Yeah.
Or something.
Hell no! I'm not just driving.
We're
going to
go see Evanescence over there,
whatever. Hell yeah, dude. We're going to see Evanescence. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Are they playing at Avondale?
And Poppy. I was very, very excited that Poppy's going to be in Tuscaloosa. I was
Poppy.
Like, what? I was like, that's baller.
Oh, Tuscaloosa Amphitheater?
Yeah. Oh, well, Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
oh, yeah.
Stole the damn show on yeah. Happy Gilmore 2.
He
thank
did.
You.
I don't even know who this person is.
I didn't know who he was either until the movie.
Oh, and that was Kid Cudi at the end there, too.
It was? I was right about Kid yeah. Cudi. That's the second time he's been in that same film.
Yeah.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, man. Well, guys, I wanted to spend a little time about music. What have you been listening to? What's been good? Give the people some plugs.
Really been digging the Treaty Oak Revival. They're pretty cool. They're kind of a altish country, I guess. Texas country, because that's the actual genre.
Oh, it's like instead of autistic, it's like Austin. It's altish.
Yeah.
Country. It's Austin-ish.
Okay,
yeah.
I see it.
Austin-ish.
Altish sounds a little too close.
Yeah. Altish. Yeah.
You're a little altish. Sure.
They're a little alty. They got a little touch of the tism.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's our new favorite genre over here at Porch Fest. Porch Talk.
It's
good.
Altish.
Altish rock. Altish folk.
Yeah, you do it all.
Altish. What about you, man?
Man, I've been deep into.
What's on your shirt?
No, well, of course. I won't not till next month when the album comes out. You know, that new song is good, but you know you're gonna listen to it so many times. I'm excited for the new Deftones album for sure. But I've been really heavy into Thornhill and Currents. That's what I've been really, it's been on my rotation a lot. So they're, if you like kind of heavier, almost kind of borderline DJ type kind of stuff, it's pretty good.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'll leave it open, floor open. Anything else to do before we go?
There was this one time.
I don't know. It's just cool to be in here, man.
It's a whole new venue, a whole new thing.
It's a whole new.
I am missing the Funkos though.
Yeah, you need
to get one for in here.
I mean, I think some of the props and things that we have kind of flying around here is enough. But, yeah, maybe we need a Funko or two.
Get drunk at Eddie's.
Yeah, get you one that's drunk.
Yeah, there we go. But, yeah, I was just like, man, hopefully, and if we can really figure this thing out, like, in the winter, obviously, the air conditioner wouldn't have to run, but.
Then there would be a heater, and a heater fan going.
Is that not a heater, too? I hope.
It is. But I'm saying, like,
I mean, it's easier.
I mean, pick
to stay
your damn
warm.
Battles with the
least,
shit.
We'll have hoodies at least then.
We can not have the hum. But it's pretty cool to record here. Thank you. That's what I meant. Yeah. Shit.
If I don't have an air conditioner blowing in my face by next episode, I want reparations.
And that is why this is the close. This episode.
Peace.
Peace out, guys.
Trials. Welcome to Close on Sunday.
We can afford to see.
said he did.
This song's called Shake Rattle, You're Gone.
You freaked out. With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.